that remained to her. That was why Sabor was more alert than usual. Numa the lion was away. 2 nights before, he had made a kill and had dragged it to their lair, and last night he had fared forth again, but he had not returned. Sabor was thinking, as she half-dozed, of Wappy, the plump antelope, that her splendid mate might this very minute be dragging through the tangled jungle to her. Or perhaps it would be Paco the zebra, whose flesh was the best beloved of her kind, juicy, succulent Paco. Sabor's mouth watered. Ah, what was that? The shadow of a sound had come to these keen ears. She raised her head, cocking it first upon one side and then the other, as with uppricked ears she sought to catch the faintest repetition of that which had disturbed her. Her nose sniffed the air. There was but the suggestion of a breeze, but what there was moved toward her from the direction of the sound she had heard, and which she still heard in a slightly increasing volume, that told her that whatever was making it was approaching her.